line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. Running a little bit behind, but we welcome onto the call the head coach of the University of Delaware, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. A very impressive victory for you guys to go on the road and beating a Stony Brook team that was undefeated in league play 24-20. As you've gone back and looked at that one, what impressed you with your team's effort on Saturday?
Well, I was impressed with our will to win and our willingness to fight. Stony Brook's got a really good football team. They're extremely well coached. They're very physical, and that's a difficult place to play at. So I was just most impressed with our will to win and our willingness to fight. And it was a great football game, and certainly we were fortunate to come up on the winning end.
Down 20-7 at the half. What was the message at halftime, and what was the biggest change over the final 30 minutes?
The message was strong, and the change was we responded differently to the challenge, and I think we had a little better sense of urgency. I've been very pleased with our defense throughout the entire season, except for that first half up there, and I made mention of that, and then they responded, and then offensively, we're not where we need to be, and we got a long way to go. But I do think that we came out in the second half with a little more purpose and certainly a little more production.
As you try to build your program at Delaware, how big for your team to go up and get a win, especially on the road like that?
Well, it's really, really big. I mean, for me personally, it was a very, very significant victory. Being new here, first conference win as the head coach of the University of Delaware, and first road win in the conference, first road win. So I think those things were huge. And then I think that for my players to recognize, how and what that meant to me, I think it even added more value to the fact that things are changing, things are moving, and we need to continue to make daily progress and daily improvement if we're going to have the kind of season that we're hoping to have.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You talked about the play, your defense, and the leader of that group, it seemed on Saturday, was your linebacker, Troy Reeder. And we talked about last week, you mentioned with Charles Bell being lost, how much bigger of a role does Troy need to take on, and just talk about his performance in that game Saturday.
Well, he had a really good game, and we certainly greatly appreciate the recognition here from the office, from the conference office, as both Troy and Frank Rago, our field goal kicker, got recognized this week. That's a great honor for our student athletes. Troy is, as was Charles, though, but they're both the prototypical linebackers. They're experienced, they're physical, they care a lot about winning, and they have great passion and fight. I think with Troy, we got to be careful he doesn't try to do too much, and just continue to fit and trust in the design of the defense. And made a lot of tackles for us Saturday night, had a lot of production, but I think his presence and his leadership were probably as important as his production. So we're really fortunate to have him here, and we certainly expect him to have a great career with us here at Delaware.
You mentioned Frank, and we really didn't have a chance last week to talk about he had the 55-yarder, but then I saw some comments from you after the game, the 50-yarder that he had this week, what a big play that was to sort of start the momentum change. Can you talk about what it's like to have a weapon, have a guy that can score from that far out for you?
Yeah, I was, and again, as coming in anew, you're really working to understand your talent and your personnel and to understand how to utilize your players. And his confidence has been growing. He's had a good run to this point. Strategically, Saturday night, we chose to take the wind in the fourth quarter. And then, interestingly enough, that field goal was into the wind, you know, a 50-yarder in the third quarter. So a lot of little things had to add up, you know, in our favor for us to come out of there with the victory. And that 50-yard field goal was as significant a play as there was. We also blocked an extra point. Kobe Reeder blew through the line and blocked an extra point, which totally changed the back end of the game, where Stony Brook was having to drive down four instead of down three. And, you know, as we all know, that changes the way that whole drive plays out, and maybe even the outcome of the football game.
Switching to the other side of the ball, you made a change in quarterback during the game to J.P. Caruso, and just talk a little bit about why you made the change and what he brings to your offense.
Well, we had worked all week with both Joe and J.P. We were pretty much splitting the duties during the course of the week, and then we did script the first four series of the game in the context that Joe was going to have the first two, JP was going to have the next two, and then we were going to kind of make a definitive decision. And again, you really never know where those four series will take you. You just don't know how the game's going to play itself out. But the way this one played out, it became apparent that it was the right thing to do. And then once we made that decision, it was the right thing to kind of stay with it and go wholesale with it. And JP then finished and completed the game. And so a lot of things that he'll need to do better moving forward, but he was definitely the spark that gave us the energy, and then ran the ball well, very spontaneous decisions. And so I think moving forward, you know, we'll work this week with JP as our starting quarterback. But we'll certainly continue to, work Joe in there and find reasons to utilize his skill set.
You touched on the running game that he brought, but you guys overall ran the ball awful well against the Stony Brook defense that is tough to run against. As you've gone back and looked, what impressed you with your ability to do that?
Well, our backs ran hard. Kareem Williams ran really hard. Kenai Kane ran really hard. We didn't get TJ very many touches the other night. And then, JP ran hard. Oddly enough, I didn't think our offensive line played very well. I was very disappointed in their performance. And I let them know that. And watching the film, I was even more disappointed. So something wasn't right there. We're going to have to get that right moving forward if we're going to have any hope of having a little more efficiency and production on the offensive side of the ball.
And then before I let you go, back home on Saturday against the William & Mary team, you're certainly familiar with some new faces in their backfield, especially offensively. What are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
Well, just playing William & Mary is always a challenge. They've got a really good system. They're really well coached. The kids play really hard. And like you said, from year to year, the personnel tends to change out a little bit, but the product usually stays, relatively the same. The big loss last year would have been Cluely, the quarterback. And I've seen enough film to recognize that they have talent and options there at quarterback. It still looks like they're able to run the ball well. The Evans kid seems to be kind of on the rise as a incoming freshman. And then defensively, they give you a lot of looks and play physical and play fast to the ball. This will be a really good football game. I'm excited to be back home. We're looking forward to the competition.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Bye-bye.
Thank you.